I think that we were doing the right thing at the right time. Let's just simply say that.
Do you feel it served you well?
Oh, yes, I think so. You get to learn what you can eat and what you can't eat. And occasionally, if the blood sugar's fairly low, you can take a chance. And that's particularly important when you're growing up and you go out for a meal occasionally. You've got to be careful what you're eating. And invariably, you go to a restaurant and on the menu for pudding is are all these fancy things, gâteau and so on, which you don't go for. And you look down the list, and the only thing you eat is ice cream. And you think, well, can I risk ice cream or a portion of ice cream? And on those days when the blood sugar's low, yes, you do risk it. And when you don't feel that it is low, then you cut out that course. You've got to go your own way on these things, and so much of it is by previous experience and even intuition.
Can you talk about your experiences at secondary school?
Well, I went to St Albans County Grammar School. It's quite a long journey. My mother asked the county council what they could do to help, given that I've got to do an injection when I get up and have breakfast. And I can't vary the times too much because of the necessary period between injections and food and so on. She thought they were going to send me by taxi, but in fact, they gave me a bus pass. But that was all right. I didn't mind that. But of course, I couldn't go home to lunch because it was far too far away, so I had to take sandwiches. So for the whole of the time I was there, I took sandwiches rather than school food. And the need to come back in the evening on time was important because I couldn't afford to miss the evening injection. So all the times when the class misbehaved and were kept in after school, I was let go. There weren't any real problems at all. The only thing was I had to be careful with PE because some of the sports were really a bit too energetic, and I couldn't afford hypos, and so I didn't do things like cross-country running and rugby and so on. But generally, there were no real problems. The boys used to realise that I had something or other wrong with me, but they didn't, I think most of them didn't.